Today's scripture is Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in local sanctuaries, and those who attend this service through the internet and GCN TV viewers. I explained what our Jesus went through to become the Christ from the last message. So tonight, in this second part of the message, the Lord is the Christ, I will tell you what kind of attitude Jesus had to become the Christ. So I will continue. So I will start from what we left from the part one of the Lord is Christ, which was delivered the last Sunday morning. Last Sunday, I explained the meaning of the Christ and also the meanings contained in the sufferings of Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and his scourging we are healed." The life of a sinner cannot have well-being or prosperity. Those who commit sin will become the prey of the enemy devil and Satan according to the law of the spiritual realm. Genesis 3 verse 14, God said to the serpent, to Satan, you know, who instigated the serpent, "Dust you will eat all the days of your life." Here, dust refers to men of flesh who commit sins. The enemy devil and Satan will bring about various tests and trials to those who live in sins. When they suffer from these things, the enemy devil and Satan rejoice seeing them suffer. But those who have accepted the Lord as the Savior and live a life free of sins will not suffer from poverty, diseases, or accidents that are brought by Satan. Because Jesus solved the problem of our sins by receiving the punishment himself, we came to have well-being. The reason Jesus was born in the shabby stable and lived a life in poverty was to redeem mankind from their poverty. Also, even if one is already diseased or infirmed, if he repents of his sins from his heart and tears down the wall of sin, he can be healed. The scripture says, "By his scourging, we are healed." Matthew 8 verse 17 says, "This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases." As said, we are healed because Jesus was scourged and his body was hurt. The scourge at that time was a deadly weapon that had pieces of lead or bones at the edge. So our Lord bled and took all in the sins from us. So you will see, you know, how terrible the scourge is, the whip is. And the well-trained Roman soldiers scourged Jesus. His flesh was ripped apart by the scourge, and his blood was shed from the wounds. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and TV viewers, while he was doing his ministry in the fragile human body, Jesus endured the hunger, tiredness, And he bore with the fearful scourging, big nails, and the pain of the thorns while he was being crucified. Was it easy for him? Because he is the Son of God? By no means. Jesus overcame all these sufferings with the power of love. His utmost love for the mankind let him bear with all the pains and sufferings. And he did so when we were still sinners. This love saved us who were cursed sinners, who were like corpses from the unquenchable fire of hell. Therefore, I hope none of you will say, I cannot believe in the love of the Lord. I cannot feel it. The incident of the crucifixion of our Lord is a historical event. And the calendar in your room proves this incident. What year is it? It's 2013, isn't it? Now, what does it mean? It means our Lord was born 2013 years ago. And BC means before Christ. This is a historical event, as you can see. So if you look at the calendar, you can see that our Lord was born how long ago? 2013 years ago. You can give the answer. It is written in your calendar. It is so vivid, the evidence. There are so many evidences that our Lord was born there and died for us. And there are all the signs and wonders, miracles in the Bible are manifested in this church, transcending space and time. People were revived, as you saw in Mommy Magazine. The doctors couldn't do anything with her. They gave up. They couldn't stop her bleeding. But she was completely healed right after I prayed for her. Father God works everything for good. It was not shown in Mommy Magazine, but why Father God worked that way? You know, it was great blessing for her to receive that in a healing. She was always tired, and then she had so many things in her body, so many bad things. And it was caused from the moment when she delivered her first child. All the dirty things that didn't come out from her body. That's why after, you know, her first child was born, you know, she suffered from that. But from this incident, she found it. And all those, you know, dirty things were on her body, inside. And because of that, you know, she felt the fatigue all the time, and she got sick all the time. But after this, she was completely healed. You know, it was all cleansed off. That's why she, you know, became very healthy. So Father God worked for good. You know, she couldn't find those dirty things, and she couldn't live a healthy life. But from this incident, she was completely cleansed off. This love saved us who were cursed sinners, who were like corpses, from the unquenchable fire of hell. Therefore, I hope none of you will say, I cannot believe in the love of the Lord. I cannot feel it. Please, there should be none. You are breathing after gaining a new life, and you are commemorating the love of the Lord in the cross. All thanks to the love of the Lord. We cannot do everything with the power of this love. The hearts that are stained with sins, that are scarlet, can become white as snow. We can sanctify our body and heart. So I hope all of you will quickly come forth as men of spirit and whole spirit who are sanctified. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may give good joy and comfort to the Father God who has given out His only begotten Son. I explained what our Jesus went through to become the Christ tonight. In the second part of the message, the Lord is the Christ. I'll tell you what kind of attitude Jesus had to become the Christ. I hope that you can understand the heart of the Lord all the more clearly. As you more clearly understand His heart, I wish for you to be able to receive greater grace as you feel the heart of the Lord Jesus while watching the Easter performance in the second half of this service. I give thanks to Performing Arts Committee, its cast and crew, and staff from outside for your work and effort for the Easter performance. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to become the Christ, what kind of attitude did Jesus have? First, He had an attitude of nothing but obedience. He was ready to show the perfect submission and obedience to whatever God the Father might wish. Now, what was it that God the Father wanted of Jesus? It was to send Jesus to this fleshly world and make Him an atoning sacrifice for sinners. That is, sinless Jesus had to receive terrible punishment only felons should receive. He had to be hung on wood, which is a symbol of the cursed, and He had to shed His blood and die. Jesus knew that if He obeyed the will of Father God, He would have to go through all this. But still He said, Amen. It was just as the 2 Corinthians 1, verse 19 says, For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, was not yes and no, but is yes in Him. He didn't say, Father, I cannot do that. Why does it have to be me? Why should I do that? He didn't try to avoid it. He didn't ask, Father, is this the only way? He didn't try to find an easier way out. Only with Amen, He just obeyed. From the perspectives of Jesus and from the perspectives of justice and love, Jesus had a clear understanding of the reason why God the Father was sending Him to the earth. That is, in order to redeem mankind from sin once and for all, there must be bloodshedding of a sinless man. It's because Leviticus 17:11 says, For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. So the blood is the life, okay? So the blood of the sinless man can cleanse off our sin. So our Lord shed His blood. However, all mankind is Adam's descendants, and all are born with original sin. No matter how good and righteous life a man manages to live, he cannot redeem mankind from sin. Therefore, the Son of God had to come to this earth in flesh. Through the borrowed body of the Virgin Mary, He had to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Because He should not have original sin, He should be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now, our Jesus knew about this law of justice very well. He also knew very well about God the Father's love for souls who were sinners. Jesus felt the same burning love of God the Father who wishes to lead the souls to salvation even though sacrificing everything. And thus, Jesus could willingly obey the will of God the Father. He was never forced to obey. Not only he understood the will of God the Father, but he was one with God in heart, and so he desired to accomplish the will of God. He regarded the work of the completing the way of salvation for sinners as not only God the Father's job, but also his. In one heart and with one will, he wished to accomplish the providence of human salvation. That's why he couldn't but just obey. As you accomplish the works of God's kingdom, if you have the same heart as the Lord's, you will naturally obey the will of God. When you are faithful, if you are faithful with this kind of heart, then you can love with this kind of love. First of all, you must understand the goodwill of God contained in the order of God. And you must count the work of God the Father's kingdom as your own. If you're ready like this, you can obey no matter what the work might be. On the contrary, those who say, "It is the Father God's job. Why should I do it?" will disobey even though it is a deed of goodness. So far, I have only obeyed the will of God. Even when He ordered me to do what seemed impossible to do or to understand by human thought and ability, I only said Amen. Chances were that once I said Amen, I could understand the goodwill that was contained in it. Some, I couldn't understand it. But I've never asked Father God to make me understand. I just said Amen. And a week later, Father God let me understand what it is behind. In addition, as I obeyed and took a step forward, the fog was cleared and the road was shown. In the end, I've been able to harvest abundant fruits and reveal the glory of God. This is one of the many things that God the Father praised me for. In a fleshly sense, God seemed to put me in a difficult situation on purpose. But even in such a situation, I only searched for the goodwill of God. I've received so much difficult spiritual training that words cannot explain. In each and every moment of the training, I even understood the deep will of God and why God was putting me under such difficult training. I never said no to such difficult trainings. I never said, "Can I stop receiving this training?" I've never said that. I try to understand the goodwill of Father God under such difficult trainings. That's why the blessings became greater. The work of recreation, without this power of God, the world evangelization cannot be done. Many souls around the world will be changed through the original voice. And it has already begun. And you will hear so many testimonies saying that, you know, my self-righteousness and frameworks were broken. I am changed. All these things, all these testimonies will be heard soon. You will be broken as well. Your family who persecuted you will stop persecuting you. They will rather come to God. You are experiencing already. Those who hated praying now started to pray. Those who didn't keep the Lord's Day holy, they are giving Sunday evening services as well. Those who you used to hate, now they look lovable now. By faith, I hoped God would give me great blessings and glory after the training, and I just obeyed in silence. God the Father said He was touched to see me like this. And the Father allowed me to bear much more fruit than what He had originally had in mind. This is the kind of obedience that God the Father is pleased with. With this kind of obedience, our Jesus could become the Christ. I urge you to become pleasure to God the Father with this kind of obedience. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to become the Christ, secondly, Jesus had the willing attitude of sacrifice and devotion. Here, the term sacrifice is an act of giving up one's life, fortune, honor, or something important or valuable for the sake of others. Devotion is the process of spending a lot of time or energy on an activity. Our Jesus gave up His everything to become the Christ, the Savior of sinners. To accomplish the providence of salvation of the cross that God the Father had planned before ages, He devoted all His heart and body. He had no wish to seek His own benefit. He completed the way of salvation of the cross with an attitude of taking any harm, no matter what it might be. As its result, the wall of sin that separated sinners from God was demolished. It was just as Ephesians 2:16 says, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. To reconcile sinners to God, Jesus himself became the atoning sacrifice. However, he gave us the duty of reconciliation. Regarding this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. In order to manage this duty of reconciliation, we must also sacrifice and devote ourselves, just as the Lord did. We shouldn't expect to pursue peace with all men without sacrificing ourselves. Especially, if you wish to become a servant of God or a worker, you must be ready to devote and commit yourself. Jesus said in Luke 14, verses 26 and 27, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So if you have faith, if you try to come into spirit, I ask you to cut off this fleshly affection. Those who came into spirit are those who, cast off this fleshly affection. So, what is it? It is just as our Lord said. If you forsake your mother, father, husband and wife, it will be blessed 100 times, 100-fold. So if you obeyed, they already received. I received more than 100 times. I did, quite a long time ago. Because I did when I was a new believer. That's why I received such a blessing right away. Even though I explain like this, some can understand what I'm saying. Because they cannot forsake their fleshly affection. If they do, they'll receive spiritual affection, spiritual love. But they don't understand. The result? They have to obey to come into spirit. But you know what? Their obedience is so slow. Missionary Rose Sharon Khan in Israel. She repented completely last time. And she cast off all fleshly affection. She vowed to devote herself only for Father God and this church. And later on, right away, she received the blessing. And then she got the certificate of the report, which is very difficult to receive as Korean. So when President Barack Obama visited Israel, she was invited as well. And then she can receive the allowance from other broadcasting companies. So she is receiving a financial blessing as well. She is greatly loved by Jewish people, by politicians, and others as well. Wherever she goes, she is invited, she is welcome. When she cast it off right away, Father God blessed her like this. So whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Our servants of God and Levi workers should remember this verse, since you received such great grace and love for this grace period of 3 months. You can now have clear answer to what kind of attitude you should have to live for the Lord. To receive this 3 months grace period from God the Father, I had to take the sword of punishment on your behalf. Because of the shock that I observed, my ability to see and hear became poor. The functionality of the entire body seriously declined. I neither have a disease nor is something wrong with my body. When there was no energy in my body, I had to observe the massive shock. I barely managed to keep my breath. When I came down from the mountain, Father God said, "If you come down, I will give you strength to overcome so that you can stand before the congregation. I'll let you do that. Don't worry." So I don't worry. When I come down, I receive strength from God so that I can walk and I can deliver a message like this and I can have meetings with the congregation. When Father God didn't give me strength, I couldn't walk. I recovered the hearing ability, so I can hear very clearly now. So I'm so thankful because Father God solved this one. Well, if my problems are gone, I'll be fine. But, you know, I cannot, I mean, even the characters on the note are so dim, so difficult. It is difficult to read them. But you know, when Father God works, it will be gone, and I will recover my eyesight. And I believe there is no one who can see as clear as I can see. I will guarantee. I'm telling you. Before I lost my, you know, before I have this poor eyesight, you know how good, you know, my eyesight was. However, once I recover it, then you will see how great my eyesight will be. I prayed to Father God, "Father God, please let me have an eyesight of an eagle." So I came to have great eyesight. I believe I got the best eyesight in the world. I'm telling you, okay? And, you know, I will do many tests to show you what kind of eyesight I have later on. Moreover, the repentance letters from pastors, Levi workers, and members greatly added mental shock on me. However, I could endure it because I was confident that you and God could be reconciled through my sacrifice and devotion. In addition, God the Father gave me a word of promise that He would allow you to start anew from Easter Sunday. All those problems of the church will be solved, not to mention the financial problems, even though the blessing of money hasn't arrived yet. So many members will receive answer and they will receive blessing. Those things will take place. Because it is Easter Sunday, you will resurrect. You will come to resurrection. All those problems will be solved. Therefore, you should never do things to break peace with God from now on. Never again. When you commit a sin, a wall separates you from God and peace is broken. A sin leading to death builds a wall that can never be broken. You are forgiven. Why? Because I took all the sufferings on behalf of you. But I cannot do it again. I have to do work for Father God's kingdom. I have to go to the world. I cannot hesitate because of your sin. I cannot do it anymore. So you should never, since you know the truth, since you know heaven, since you know their judgment, you should never commit sin leading to death again. If you make peace with God, you can confidently ask whatever you wish, and you can receive answers to whatever you ask. Moreover, if you pursue peace with all men, you will become a true child of God. If you become a true child of God, a different level of spiritual authority will follow you. Just as our Lord manifested the power of God as the Son of God, you can also become a man of ability. The Lord is very pleased when you become the true child of God after you and God are reconciled through His sacrifice and devotion. But you should remember, only when you sacrifice yourself just as Jesus did, you can make peace not only with God, but also with all men. Dear brothers and sisters, to become the Christ, Jesus was full of love in His heart. Earlier, I said He had an attitude of obedience and He was willing to sacrifice Himself to become the Christ. Our Jesus could do all this because He was full of love in His heart. To become the Savior for sinners, He was able to obey even to the point of His death. He existed in the form of God, but He emptied Himself, took the form of a bondservant, and sanctified Himself completely. All of these were possible because His heart was full of love for God, the Father, and for souls. If you love God the Father from the depths of your heart, there is nothing you can do but obey His will. You will not say, "Do I have to do this?" You will not avoid His will either. You will not say, "I don't want to do it," or why should it be me? You will not try to disobey either. Six were called as the servants of God this time, the third class. And they already go to seminary college. Some became a freshman. Some are already third or sophomore. Six were called. None of them said no. They only said amen. And they are so pleased to be called as a servant of God. Because they, as if they were ready already. Someone who she was not, it was not easy for her to say amen. Someone was the secretary and heavenly dance team. The second one was the secretary of the power worship team. And the other one was, the last man was the heavenly voice. And then they were the president of the missions they belonged to. And the secretary of the heavenly voice were supposed to go to a university to study music. She already passed the test. But she was called a servant of God. But she said, amen. And she obeyed. This is true obedience. You don't need to use your thought. It was a sudden case. So she didn't even say, "I will pray." She just said, amen. And obeyed. This is obedience. Since I believed that, since Father God believed that she would obey, Father God called her as a servant of God. So Father God inspired their hearts, and they were inspired to be called. And Father God inspired my heart, so they were called. All three went together. You cannot become pastor just because you wish. In the Bible, then you know they became the pastors or servant of God by their parents' will. They didn't become a servant of God on their own will or their parents' will. You will not say, do I have to do this? You will not avoid his will either. You will not say, I don't want to do it, or why should it be me? You will not try to disobey either. You will say only yes and amen. The greater your love, the more you try to do his will. The power of love is so great that it can turn impossible into possible. Song of Solomon 8 verse 6 says, for love is as strong as death. The next verse says, many waters cannot quench love, nor will rivers overflow it. If a man were to give all the riches of his house for love, you'll be utterly despised. Our Jesus could obey the will of God to the point of dying for sinners. It was also thanks to the power of love. The love that Jesus had far surpassed the fear and pain of the suffering on the cross. From a few years ago, when I was under the training of transcending between spaces, I knew it was so difficult. The finger was ruptured. I hurt my vocal cord. And I knew these trainings will be so harsh. And I began the training. And then I had my stomach upset and hot stomach disorder. And Father God let me experience all those things. Father God made me experience all the pains and sufferings that I had when I was sick for 7 years. And then Father God let me pass through all those trainings until I can manifest the power of recreation. The power of recreation is manifested right before your eyes. The power to change you. With this original voice, your free will is changed and your self-righteousness is broken. It was just as the 1 John 4 verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. If you truly love, there is no fear. When you are faithful to Father God, there will be no fear. For this very same reason, God the Father was able to give His beloved Son over to suffer a terrible death. His love for souls were far greater than the pain he would receive as he watched his son suffering. This is also how Jesus was able to overcome the pain and sorrow and was able to complete the providence of salvation of the cross. As I took all these sufferings, your sins were forgiven, the sin leading to death. And because of this, all pastors and Levi workers can be cleansed off and to become beautiful people. Since I believed our congregation would change and come into rock of faith and spirit and Holy Spirit, I took all these sufferings with thanks. Because of this love, I never said no. I never said complained. I took them all. And the result is so great all over the world. The impact is on Israel. Pastors are breaking. The churches are changing. Regarding this, the 1 John chapter 4 verse 10 says, And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We didn't love God first. Father God loved us first. So, He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Since you believe this, you come to church. our Lord Jesus Christ becomes our Savior. And He, that's why our Father God is love. Since you believe it, you confess with your lips. But you commit sin, the Father God hates, and you become the slave to the enemy, devil, and Satan, I cannot believe you. I cannot understand. The wrath of God is too great. Those who were so good at singing praises, they committed sin leading to death. We have so few people who sing well on this altar. I prayed to God, but Father God said no to them. So I cannot stand them on the altar. They committed sin. I mean, even though they committed sin leading to death, you know, nowadays, you know, laws are changing to agree with the homosexual relationship and marriage. Father God does not forgive them, though. It is so detestable, Father God said. Father God does not forgive them. But people change the law to acknowledge them, to acknowledge their, you know, marriage. And it is even, you know, prohibited to mention it from this altar by law. I mean, this law should not be granted, but the sin is rampant in the world, so they are changing the law to acknowledge it. In the end time, it is so scary, and we are living in this end time. If you believe in the love of such God the Father and depend on the Lord from the depths of your heart, you can surely overcome any difficulties or sufferings. Dear brothers and sisters, you know how beautiful heaven is. It is a sinless place. There is no sin at all in heaven. No worries. No worries about what to eat and what to wear. Because Father God provides everything. It is light itself. It is love itself. There is no darkness at all. Think about flowers. The flowers that Father God gave to us. Father God gave us such beautiful flowers, right? So that we can smell them, we can look at them. There are many flowers in this world. Have you ever seen a flower in black color? There are many kinds of white flowers. But there is no flower in black color. There is none. Father God hates black. That's why Father God didn't create flowers in black color. Even though there are countless flowers, yellow, white, purple, pink, there is no color in black. Some may say, oh, there is a black rose. There is a black rose. The black rose, you named it, people named it, but its color is not black. It is dark red. It is dark red, not black. There is no black color flower. It is impossible to have flowers in black color. I cannot read it because of the time given. I mentioned it yesterday, and with Edward Lee, Father God hates color black. That's why Father God didn't create flowers in black color. There is no flower in black color. Of course, there is nothing in heaven like that. But there is one thing that I worry about. What about people creating a flower in black color? Then we searched internet, and there is no black color. There is no flower in black color. Even the black rose is not black. It's a dark red. And it is impossible to have flower in black color. But people may have flowers in black or similar to black. But it is impossible to have flower in black. So even the fake flowers don't have colors in black. So I worry whether you know, people may make fake flowers in black. And some people may like it. I worry. Dear congregation, no black. Father God hates it. So, Christians should know this. When they read the Bible, why don't they recognize it? They use black in a curtain. In the church, there are many pastors who wear black robe. They should avoid black color. They can rather put on the dark blue. I don't like dark blue. But there are situations that I cannot avoid. Father God does not color black hate. There is not flowers in black color because Father God hates. If you believe in the love of such God the Father and depend on the Lord from the depths of your heart, you can surely overcome any difficulties or sufferings. Romans 8:35 says, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" Romans 8 verse 37 says, "But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us." I myself underwent so many refinements of blessing for the 30 years of ministry, and I could overcome them by the power of love. When I was known to the whole world as a bad person due to false broadcasting, I overcame it only by faith in this fact that the Father loves me. Even if all men were pointing their fingers at me, the fact that the Father knows the truth and He loves me comforted my heart. Father God trusted me 100% and loved me 100%. I never doubted that fact. I love, trust Father 100%. I am not short of any 1% of it. And I believe that Father God does the same thing to me. I never violated the law of God, so I was confident. I only obeyed, so I was confident. Even though there was a broadcasting incident, right after that, Father God would bless me. I believed it. That's why I said that it is an incident of blessing. I emphasized it again and again. But what happened after that? Right after the three testaments, we began overseas crusade from Uganda until today. What a blessing it is. And Father God gave me the greatest power. We came to have 10,000 branch churches around the world. So many foreign guests are coming from the world. We have Princess Umplogoma from the United Kingdom. She is the princess from the Buganda. She is the princess. But she is ministering her church now in London. She went to Buganda. I believe her brother is the king right now. Her brother is the king, right? I'm not sure whether it is correct, but she evangelized all her family. So all her family accepted the Lord. So there was a church inside the palace. I've never heard that before. There was a church inside. There was a temple inside the palace. So all the king and his family accepted the Lord. So the princess asked the king to preach only the gospel of sanctification. That's what I was told, but I was not told by her yet. So in the country of Buganda, the gospel of sanctification were preached, and the king and his family were evangelized, and they accepted. So when I overcame those refinements with thanks, so many great blessings came until the Israel Crusade. I hope that you will love God the Father all the more and be loved by God the Father. With that power of love, you can conquer the world. By the way, even after you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, you may receive persecution. It is the case when you are persecuted for the sake of the Lord's name. Someone said, you know, I will never get sick once I come into, you know, Spirit and Holy Spirit. Well, you will never get sick. But in the will of God, you may get sick. In the will of God. It's not by some kind of disease. In the providence of God, you may get sick after you came into Spirit and Holy Spirit. You may think your life will be prosperous, right? But Joseph went to Egypt and he went to prison. But Bible said his life was prosperous. It was not prosperous. But Father God said his life was prosperous. The result was prosperity. It was so great blessing. His father, his family, his brothers were saved. So do not look at the reality before your eyes. There are procedures and there is end. So since I know it very well, I know how the things will be done in this world. So I never worry. And the workers around me know this. So that's why they obey by faith. They know how we'll accomplish the world mission. They have been witnessed so many things. They know the word of God is absolute and they experience them. So there are cases. What about Apostle Paul? He went to prison. Apostle Peter, he went to prison. Do you think it is not prosperous? It was rather a blessing later on. It was better for them to, you know, give glory later on. Since I've become the man of spirit, you know, I will never get sick. Well, in the providence of God, to give greater glory to God, you may experience many things. It is just as the Lord said in Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." Even facing such persecution, those who truly love God from the hearts can easily conquer it. They will rather rejoice and be glad. It's because the Lord said, your reward in heaven is great. Those forefathers of faith who fervently loved the Lord, they rather rejoiced and were glad to be persecuted for the sake of the Lord. But if you consider it difficult even to live by the word of the Lord, can you say you truly love the Lord? The Lord sacrificed everything for you. How can you not love such a Lord? If you love Him, you will obey Him. If you love him, you can sacrifice yourself. Those pastors, there is a pastor that Father God refines right now to make him greater vessel. Father God refines him right now. Even those who enter the Spirit, they are under refinement because Father God want him to become a greater vessel, to have a greater heart, to have broader heart, to have greater faith. In the end, he will become much stronger. He had to do a greater job. Father God refines her like that. Do you know her? Do you know who she is? 2 years ago, I mentioned you should remember her. Look at her. You should remember how Father God will use her. I told you she was not called as a servant of God. And I told you how Father God would work on her. I told you. Right now, Father God is using her greatly. There are many. So she is refined by God. Father God said so. I myself refine her to make her greater vessel. So in His will, there are servants that Father God refines. So if you love Him, you will obey Him. If you love Him, you can sacrifice yourself. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Philippians 2 verse 5 says, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Tonight, Father God tells you to have this kind of attitude of Jesus Christ. If you do, then you will have no evil in your heart. You cannot have such things. You shouldn't have such evil and untruth. You should never. If Holy Spirit is inside you, and your heart is His dwelling place, if you have such dirty things, you cannot be saved, says the Bible. Tonight, I explain three attitudes our Jesus had in Him to become the Christ. They were the attitude of nothing but obedience, the willing attitude of sacrifice and devotion, and the love for the Father and the souls. I hope you can feel such a heart of the Lord as you watch the Easter cantata in the second half of this service. I have the desire for the heart of the Lord to be copied exactly onto your hearts. May you never forget the grace and love of God the Father and pursue only the way of truth until the Lord comes back. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you for your grace. Let this message we heard today become faith and life in us. We heard what kind of attitudes our Lord had to become the Christ. Father, please let them engrave it in their hearts and let them obey. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I'll pray for the sick. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, please lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, in every intestine, organs, and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them be healthy both in spirit and body. Father, please lay your hands and work transcending space and time. Joshua from the States, please bless him to be healed of his disease. May the light come. Eugene from Canada to be healed of alcohol addiction. Bless Seo Myung-ja to be blessed for her business. Bless Hyun-jun Shin to be free from anger and acuteness and mental illness. Father, please bless him not to receive any evil, not to be under evil forces. Bless Zhao Minje to be healed of bone diseases. Father, please bless Jang Tohu not to be taller anymore. Bless Jang Aimin to be healed of alcohol addiction. May the light come. Bless Hu Shouwen to be healed of last stage of cancer. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless Ho Jun to be healed of lung cancer. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless Li Jun to be healed of computer addiction. Bless Jun Myung Ho to receive financial blessing for the musical contest. Bless Jun Hong Pyo to pass the test well in high school entrance exam. Father, there are about 1,000 prayer requests by In Victory readers and viewers. Please lay your hands on them and give answer to their prayers. And there are many prayer requests from Russian broadcasting, and lay your hands on them and give blessing and give answer to them. Father God, please lay your hands on all the members of this church from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nervous system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let all their diseases from their lung, heart, and all their bodies be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. All skin diseases go away. High blood pressure go away. Diabetes go away. Last stage of cancer go away. May the light come. All kinds of diseases and germs be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father, please heal them. Thank you. Be with us in the second half of this service and bless them. And bless all the staff and cast and crew. And only Father God be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.